Walker County Commissioners have approved a major change to emergency medical services. At last night's meeting, commissioners voted in favor of a five-year contract with Advent Health to take over ambulance service in the county. Under the agreement, Advent Health will begin operating emergency medical transport services in February of next year. A Tryon High School senior is now in federal immigration custody following a traffic stop in Walker County. Sheriff Steve Wilson told WTVC-TV that 19-year-old Elder Eugenie Aguilar Macario was arrested by the Georgia State Patrol for driving without a license and making an improper lane change. During booking at the Walker County Jail, deputies checked his immigration status through the county's partnership with ICE and confirmed he was in the country illegally. ICE later transferred Aguilar Macario to the Floyd County Jail for further processing. An online fundraiser says the Tryon High School senior was weeks away from graduation and had recently enrolled in the welding program at GNTC. A Walker County school bus overturned yesterday morning after running off North Long Hollow Road. According to the Georgia State Patrol, the bus came to a rest on its passenger side after leaving the roadway. Officials say the driver was not injured and there were no students on board at the time of the crash. Walker County Schools say a soft shoulder along the edge of the newly paved road may have contributed to the accident. No other vehicles were involved. The crash remains under investigation. We've got more news right after this. Early voting continues in Walker County. Polls are open today and tomorrow from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. You can vote at the Walker County Elections Office on South Main Street in Lafayette and at the Rossville Municipal Civic Center. Early voting continues next week, Monday through Saturday. Don't forget, Election Day is May 19th. Northwest Georgia's unemployment rate dropped to 3.3% in March. That's according to the Georgia Department of Labor. The region's labor force and employment numbers both reached record highs during the month. The labor force climbed to more than 459,000 people, while employment increased to more than 444,000. Initial unemployment claims were also up in March compared to both February and the same time last year. Details on all of these stories on our website. Check out discoverwalker.com. You're on North Georgia's home for NASCAR this weekend, Georgia 93.7 WQCH.